Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Anand, for these explanations. This explanation on the process and everything, even though for many of us that have been here for a few years, we're familiar with them, but nevertheless, it is highly useful to remind ourselves what the process is and what the documentation, the expectations and needs are, not only for those that have been here for a while, but also for the newcomers. So we would truly appreciate that. I will take advantage of giving a couple of comments on the first part of the document, because I understand after this we would move directly into the sub-program, the individual sub-program, so I'll take advantage of this opportunity. Just two things that I would like to raise. We see that for the large part, not only in this part of the document, but for the rest as well, that when it comes to mandates and background, as well as strategy and external factors, you have used, let's say, the stabilized text from the previous years, which we appreciate very much, because there were quite a bit of negotiations going into that. In that respect, just a couple of suggestions. The first one is on the very first paragraph. The only difference to the previous documents we find is at the very end, when we do not reference anymore, and I quote, most notably respect for human rights, including gender equality. So given the importance of these aspects, also as highlighted by the Bridgetown Covenant, we would propose that we keep the drafting as it has been agreed in the previous years. And the second comment refers to the paragraph right after, when we're talking about increased inequalities. Very true, COVID-19 has, as is well evident, increased inequalities. However, the increased divergence is not necessarily along the developing split, as it is implied in the first sentence. In fact, the most recent UNCTAD Handbook of Statistics shows, in fact, narrow divergence along this split, with the LDCs and SIDS being amongst the worst hit. So we would rather suggest a more nuanced drafting, either to say, and I'm reading out from the beginning, the COVID-19 pandemic has left behind a more unequal world, to either keep it at that or continue, be it within or between countries or something like that, to more correctly represent also what UNCTAD has issued through its Handbook of Statistics. Apart from that, no other comments for this part of the document. Thank you very much.